Hollywood triggered by Trump victory lap, Republicans are now accomplices. By Jerome Hudson on February 6, 2020. The Hollywood left went into full meltdown mode on Thursday as President Donald Trump took a victory lap just a day after the Senate voted to acquit him on the charge of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Why is this garbage minstrel show even being broadcast? Asked actor Jeffrey Wright, who also called President Trump a self-pitying absolute bottom-feeding disgrace and said it's unreal that people buy this ridiculousness. Actress Rosie O'Donnell was so shook that she asked MSNBC host Rachel Maddow to have her own network pull Trump's presser off the air. The Two and a Half Men and Supergirl star John Cryer declared Republicans are now accomplices to Trump's abuses of power. In his nationally broadcast speech, President Trump thanked the great warriors in the House and Senate who defended him against the Democrats' impeachment campaign, apologized to his family for having to endure the grueling process, and tore into Senator Mitt Romney for voting to convict Trump for abuse of power. "Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors, right?" Trump said. "These are great warriors. They really fought hard for us. We've all been through a lot together. We went through hell, unfairly," said Trump, praising several senators by name. "Mitch McConnell, I want to tell you, you did a fantastic job." The president also took shots at failed presidential candidate Senator Romney, Nancy Pelosi, and Representative Adam Schiff, saying the Democrats have been stone-cold crazy, we beat them once and we'll beat them again. But it was apparent, tie all too much for some sensitive celebs. Actor Adam Goldberg wanted to all end while actor Michael McKean was calling for another constitutional end to Trump's presidency by way of invoking the 25th Amendment. Actor cracked this joke and the official Daily Show Twitter account accused everyone in attendance for Trump's speech of being a cult. There was this showstopper from actor George Takei. And Michael Ian Black fired off this quip. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome Hudson.